do also want to remind you that the great event at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion is set for Sunday, December the 24th. You know, that's a great holiday tradition. They've been doing it for some 64 years. It's completely free, three hours of music featuring 23 music, dance, and choral ensembles expressing the wide cultural diversity of Los Angeles. And we have a special guest coming in the second hour. We have Liav Sofer from the Mostly Kosher group that's going to be talking to us about their performance at this holiday spectacular at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. He's in the house already. We're also waiting for a fellow co-founder of the group, Janice Mautner Markham, is going to be joining him, I believe. So we can't wait to speak to them. So, you know, we do a little bit of everything, Steve. We like to support community events. We like to support the diversity of music, not only in Los Angeles, but around the world and around the globe. And we like to support our local artists as well. I mentioned, you know, we love it when the holiday season approaches because we know we can look forward to the great event over there at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, where they have their great annual LA County Holiday Celebration, where they bring together musicians from everywhere, certainly Los Angeles, but music that expresses the great diversity that can be found here. And it's free. It's a free 3-hour holiday show that features more than 23 groups, music, dance, singing, you name it. And it's free. I love saying that it is free. People can come and go as they please. They even have offer free parking. When does that happen at the Music Center? I don't really know. No, I've had the people that are behind the oh my goodness, right now I can't even remember. Oh, I had the Tycho Project here last week because they're going to be one of the performers. And one right now I'm really happy to welcome to the studio another one of the groups is going to be performing. I'm talking about the group Mostly Kosher, and I'm so happy to hear in the studio Liav Sofer and Janice Mautner Markham. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing your names correctly, that are both of you are with the group Mostly Kosher. And so welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you so much. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so glad you could make it in. It's kind of a crazy busy day here at the studio. So many things going. We're juggling so many balls here. But, you know, it's a wonderful. Is this the first time you guys have been part of that holiday celebration at the Dorothy Chandler?
We were just talking about it. We're very lucky to say that this is not our first time. And in fact, we're starting to feel very at home there. We think we've done this now 4 times.
Yeah, we do the odd years, it seems.
Every other year, so to speak. Oh, that's wonderful. So it's really a great event for the whole family. It's just a wonderful way to celebrate the holiday and really enjoy so much artistic expression because they bring such a wide diversity of groups. You know, it must be really fun to be part of all that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's all different levels. Like, not only is the cultures widespread throughout all the counties of L.A. represented, but they have from high-level professional touring groups to high school community groups and everything in between, which is really fun because I know for the younger kids to be on the same stage with the professional groups is exciting, and for us professional ensembles, it's fun to feel like we're being part of this community mix, you know?
And exactly. So what can you tell us about your group, Mostly Kosher? You guys are co-founders of the group?
Mm-hmm. I'll let you start, Janice.
What I love most about our group is actually the diversity of sound and genre. It's Jewish cultural music, klezmer music, largely from Eastern Europe, but we have a lot of crossover to jazz and Afro-Cuban feel and blues even, and I feel like it makes the music fun and accessible, and we're also very excited to bring on our mentor ensemble, some advanced players from that group, the Jewish Youth Orchestra. So they will also be joining us for this performance. So we're very excited about that.
And do you already know what your program is going to consist of, or are you kind of leaving it for, you know?
Well, we do. Some spoiler alerts here, but we actually are very, very excited to be debuting a brand new Mostly Kosher original Hanukkah song.
Oh, now Hanukkah, of course, already concluded, did it not? It was kind of early this year, it seemed to me.
Well, you know, a couple years ago, Hanukkah was over Thanksgiving, and we fondly called that one Thanksgivica.
Oh.
But now this year, so when it's like, you know, coming within the second, third, fourth week of December, I consider that hitting its goal. But yeah, we definitely finished a few days ago with our eighth night, and I think that was Thursday night. And but you know, the celebration goes on. And we typically are always celebrating to the end of the year anyways.
Yeah.
You know, keeping the menorah in the window, perhaps, and still keeping your, you know, decorations up.
Yeah, that's really... Now, I know that you also are very, you know, you like to have meaning with your music. It, you know, music is music, but if you can convey a music or support issues or make social commentary, is that, that's important to your group as well?
Well, so our last album is called This World Is Yours, and you can find it anywhere where you can find music, but it's been all about the theme of mutual understanding. The band works a lot in community service work with music and therapeutic arts music. We work in Skid Row as well and partner with shelters and have done so much where we've just read and experienced narratives that are different than conventional ones. And it's been about us trying to tell the story of the invisible people in some ways, and also reminding us to see the humanity in each other in this very polarizing time.
Very.
So there's songs about mental health. There's songs about coming together. There's songs just about trying to see another one's perspective, despite how delusional you may feel that they are. And this new Hanukkah tune, it's called Let Them Watch You Shine. This one's also about self-worth and about finding a moment to really listen to yourself, too, and allow yourself to be as big as you need to be, no matter what whoever tells you not to be.
Yeah, it's so interesting that through the arts we can convey so much and do so much more than just, you know, simple entertaining, so that we can convey important messages. Now, let's take a little break and listen to something. So you brought in one of your productions. So what particular tune would you like to hear?
Let's start with one that's kind of Hanukkah related. It's the second track. It's called This World Is Yours. And we actually, what we do with our music, and same with most of this album, is we take old cultural music and we just surgically take a small piece of it. So we'll either take a melody or a chorus or a lyric, a quote of some sort, and then we reinterpret it for ourselves, and we'll write a whole new original layer on top of the song. So the Yiddish in this song is an old Yiddish lullaby about watching your father light the candles of the menorah and the holiness in that moment, or the spiritualness in that moment. Although it's a cultural song, it's just about reminiscing the nostalgia of it. We took it and we changed it from being a lullaby into something quite different, in fact, very upbeat, and then wrote our own English lyrics, and then continued to translate the message, even in our original lyrics, to being about its passing traditions from generation to generation, including this world, and that we have to take care of this world to the next generation as well.
I can't wait to hear it. So again, we're talking to Liav Sofer and Janice Mountner Markham, both of them with Mostly Kosher, one of the groups that's going to be performing at that wonderful event at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion coming up on Sunday, December the 24th. I can't believe that that's this weekend already. It seems like like we still got lots of time, but time is quickly running out. And that's a great event from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's free. Parking is free, but you need to get early to snag some of those spots. But it's a wonderful event, and Mostly Kosher is one of the great groups that's going to be forming there. So let's give a listen to This World Is Yours with Mostly Kosher here on KPFK Los Angeles. And don't forget, we are still fundraising, so we need your call of support. So if you want to help support us, for us to bring you this kind of information, bring all these local groups to the radio station, talk about them, get to know their music, well, you need to support us. So please make that call at 818-985-5735. Hit 2 to get to the call center. Here we go, Mostly Kosher.
Baruch ati zingte tate un erzind dilicht und die Strahlen milde fallen auf sein blass Gesicht. Und ein Feuer, heilig Feuer, in die Augen rein und der Liebe mit die Liebe und sie euch gegreift. My father sings, worn and tired, his faith to which he clings, and hands a tremor with the trials of his life, strikes a match to burn away the strife. He rises proudly, kindling the light, and one by one its candles shine a bright light that burning, reflecting in his eyes, that burns with hope. Sie's noch erbest du, sie ist geblieben, los zu lieben, heilig ist die Schuld. And it's here now, and it's yours now, and this world is yours. Fight for justice, love so bloodless, from this hour more.
From what we just heard, I think you're going to have everybody on their feet. This is an example of the kind of music that you'll be playing this coming 24th of December. You're going to have people on their feet dancing.
Yeah, I think so. That's a big goal of ours, even though there's always a heavy message. And there are tracks on that album that bring you down to into more internal, introspective kind of energy. But we always end every show, and since this show will be on for 6 minutes, we like to bring the joy.
Yeah, it's going to be really a lot of fun. Now, tell me, Liev, can you tell us a little bit about the Urban Voices Project? Does some of the work that you mentioned already?
Oh, yeah. We started getting involved in Skid Row many years ago, and I worked with a wonderful gentleman, Christopher Mack, and we founded a community choir in Skid Row. And it started as a grassroots effort, but in 2018 we went nonprofit after 4 years of just being this ensemble into starting to bring workshops, therapeutic arts workshops, as well as the choir and expanding programs, education programs to Skid Row and to beyond an LA County area, working with clinics and libraries and social service centers or shelters that are all serving people experiencing homelessness. And Janice has been a teacher and also has come down to give workshops as well as performs with the choir for larger events and has been an incredible volunteer. And same with other members of the band. They all our bassist is there every week. He teaches a bass class. So we're really intricately and intrinsically connected between the two groups.
So Janice, that must be really moving. You must really impact people's lives with this kind of work that you do.
Well, it is. I mean, for me, social justice has so many different levels, as in, you know, boots on the ground canvasser to education to research and more academic pursuits, but actually being hands-on, and whether it's, you know, education with my kids' arts groups in underserved areas, or like Liav said, working with Urban Voices Project. It's all so meaningful to be involved, and especially having the activism and community work be through an arts lens. It feels like it just really takes in everything that I love to do and be a part of.
And if people want to learn more about you and your group, or the work that you do with Urban Voices Project, or where you're going to be performing next, do you guys have a website? Or
UrbanVoicesProject.org. And you can also Google and find us on socials as well.
Okay, so you probably have Instagram.
We do. We have the Insta.
Facebook and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will do a short plug, but if people don't know where to be on Christmas Day, we'll be doing a Christmas caroling crawl, open to the public for anyone that wants to sing our caroling group.
Really?
It's in Skid Row, and we go to the different shelters, and we sing for all of the different groups of people having their Christmas lunch. And it's you can go to our website and sign up to volunteer and come sing with us.
Oh, my goodness. I wish I were going to be in town that week.
It's
going to
be fun.
Weekend. Yeah.
We'll be.
Is that something you do every year?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
It's a good thing for Jews to do on Christmas.
Why not play some? Hey, Jews wrote so many of the Christmas carols.
That's true.
Oh, can I do one more plug?
Sure.
So, and Mostly Kosher is at mostlykosher.com, and we're also on the socials at Mostly Kosher. So
okay.
We're easy to find there.
That's
and if
good.
You are on socials, just please give us a follow. It really helps support the band, especially on Instagram. And and you can find the music on Spotify, iTunes, everywhere. Amanda's
oh, great.
On music,
that's really great. Well, we want to thank you guys for coming in. Wish we could we had more time. We'll just have to come back again. Don't forget this group, Mostly Kosher, is one of the many groups that's going to be performing at the 64th Annual L.A. County Holiday Celebration at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion.
One more thing.
Sure.
If you can't be there in person.
That's true. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we'll be broadcast live on PBS SoCal.
Yep. It's going to be broadcast live on SoCal and then streamed live at the PBS website. So lots of ways to see it if you can't go in person. The doors open at 2:30. I understand the line starts to form early, and certainly free parking, you know, that fills up pretty quickly too. And if you want any more information about this particular event, holidaycelebration.org. So Liav Sofer and Janice, thank you for taking the time to come in and tell us about not only your group, but your participation in this wonderful event coming up this weekend. And what is the tune we're going to close with?
The tune is called Vitebsk, and it's actually an original Mostly Kosher tune, but was created as an homage to traditional klezmer music. But it's one I wrote for the ensemble, and I'm very grateful to have my colleagues play this piece.
Okay, well, I can't wait to hear it. I also have a special song that I've picked to play after that. It's Peace Train, because I think we're all so much aware of the troubles in certain parts of the world, very difficult times that many people are expressing, and we just really hope that at some time there can be peace everywhere.
Perfect. That fits our message perfectly.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go with Mostly Kosher. Thanks again, guys, and we'll just have to have you come back some other time.
Thank you, Kathy.
818-985-5735. Hit to the call center if you want to make a pledge, by the way. But again, this is Mostly Kosher here on KPFK.